The Gemara Daf Gimel Beis brings down the sheet of rebuke in the Mishnah that Silik only works if you say Din Udvarim Enlim and Echsayich of Perseim, repairs Perseim ad Oilam. And you need to have that whole Lashon according to Yehuda, and the Gemara has a whole Arichas over here. What exactly is the Lashon which is Makiv? What is the main Lashon? But Tosis speaks out over here at one point, Dibre Maskel Havamina ad Oilam, that according to Yehuda, the reason why you have to say ad Oilam is to include that the Silik is Chal even Lachem Misa. Ad Oilam means that I'm not only Misag myself in the Peres Mechaim, but I'm also being misog myself in the Paris La'achar Misa. That's what Ad Oilam is coming to include, which is Mavur from Taisus, that the word Ad Oilam includes La'achar Misa as well. And based upon this, the Achrenim ask a very stark akash on the Zayar. The Zayar is going on the Psukim by Kiryas Yamsuf. It says that when we left Mitzrayim, it says, L'sisifun l'roisim oid Ad Oilam. You can't see Mitzrayim ever again. But in fact, the Zohar, it says by Kiryas Yamsuf, it says, V'yarisol es Mitzrayim meisos pasayom. They saw the Mitzrayim dead, also asayom. So we see that they did see the Mitzrayim again. So how can it say, Lo sisifun l'rosim ad oilam, they will never see him again. Over here, they did see them by the Yam. And the Zohar answers, it's not a kasha, because the Lo sisifun l'rosim ad oilam is only a mechaim, b'lachar misa, you could see them, and therefore it's not a steer in the psukim. But what do you see from the Zohar? You see from the Zohar that Ad Oilam does not include Lachar Misa, because it's saying that you could see them Lachar Misa, and that's not a steer to Ad Oilam. But yet, in our Taisus, we see that Ad Oilam does include Lachar Misa. So Lachar from Taisus is a cash on what the Zohar says. And I was thinking that perhaps it could be Miyashub like this, that really there's a fundamental chilik between the case of the Zohar and the case over here. Over there, when the Zohar says that you could see the Mitzvim Lachar Misa, and that's not a steer to Ad Oilam, that's because the Isra is to see the Mitzvim. You can't see the Chafza of the Mitzvim, you can't see the body of the Mitzvim. And that's like the Zohar Chiddush, that there's a chilik between a live Mitzvim and a dead Mitzvim. The Isra is only Chal on a live Mitzvim, the live body of a Mitzvim. But a dead Mitzvim, that's a different thing, that's a different Chafza, that's something else. That was never Nichol on the Isra, and therefore seeing the dead Mitzvim is not a steer to seeing to the Lav. The Lav is only set on a live Mitzvim, not on a dead Mitzvim. And therefore, it's not a steer to Ad Oilam. Mashenkin over here, we're not dining on a person, we're dining on the Paris. We're saying that you can't have these Paris forever. So Zok Taisus, Ad Oilam means forever. It means forever, even Lachar Misa. Lachar Misa, the peri doesn't change. It's the same chapter of the peri before Misa, Lachar Misa. It's not the pri who died, it's the Isha who died. So when it comes to Paris, when it says Ad Oilam means forever and ever, even Lachar Misa, you can't eat this pri. That about it would include even Lachar Misa. Mashenkin over there, you're not dining on time, you're dining on the goof of the mitzvah. You're saying this mitzvah you can't see when he's alive, but when he's dead you could see him. He's a different mitzvah, it's something else. Therefore that would be mutter, because it's like a different person, a different chafza, and that would be mutter, even though the pasuk says Ad Oilam.